Thank you for calling Jaden Taylor.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jaden. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding the past due payment.
Mm-hmm. We are going to be on Monday.
Wait, did you say the 15th was my last day that I had to pay it?
Yes. Yeah, let me see. No, the billing's on the 31st, so you're going to incur another charge on the 28th.
Okay.
So, yeah, you'd have to pay it by the 25th, no later.
You said by the 25th?
Yeah, and then I can push the next one out 30 days for you. Or if you like, because in the interim, there's a big orange banner up on your site saying the information's not being updated. That's just a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through, but some people don't like that up there. So if you wanted to, a program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. We could take those off, and that would lower your past due amount to just $199. And the nice
let's do that, because I haven't had my my assistant set up my Facebook ads anyways. So
okay.
I mean, you know, I have to have her go through that and then contact you guys and then get that set up anyways. So I mean, if I take that off, will I still be able to use the Facebook ads in the future?
Yes, that's what I was going to just tell you is with this program, it's a Google listing that's exclusive, but with the Facebook ad, you can put those back on at any time. So you could always call back when you're ready and, you know, reinstate those.
So
I'm just
the exclusive
looking,
part was the Google for the
exactly.
Most part.
That's the main, you know, and that's where most of your business will come from. It absolutely helps to bundle with Facebook ads in the beginning until the Google listing checks in. But I do see they sent the email on the 27th asking them to create the Facebook business page. Let your assistant know that they don't have to create ads or put content on the page or anything. They could just go in and create a quick Facebook page and then add us as a manager to it, and then we'll take everything and do the content and the ads and all that. So it's usually a quick process that takes less than 10 minutes, but I'll send you those instructions again just so that you can forward it to her, okay?
Yeah, because she's going to be setting that up with you guys. I just am waiting to honestly get my check from this job.
Okay.
Hopefully it should be later on today.
Okay.
And then hopefully it's before 5 o'clock so I can catch it, right?
Okay.
But
no
if
problem.
It is, then I will be taking care of that, and I'll take care of that $199. I haven't received any calls other than this call from you guys, and I don't really know how to check my ads and seeing if there's any like leads that are being ran or anything like that. I know that I also have to set up Yelp with I think his name is John over at Yelp in the Yelp department, and he's going to set up everything for me on that end. For the majority, I don't know, like on my Local Splash app, I don't know, I haven't been seeing any leads, but it says like I have 27 leads throughout all other things, but I haven't got any contact information, anything. My emails have been different on my Local Splash. Like it hasn't been my name when I went to go set up my Facebook and my Yelp. You guys have like a designated email for me, you know, which would obviously be like an admin access to all across the site, but I just never set up on my end. So I don't know if I have clients that are trying to reach out to me or if the ads are working, you know what I mean? If I'm paying for something that's actually getting me, I'm not saying that I don't want to pay for it or I don't want to continue, but I'm just wondering if I'm paying for something, you know, I would be wondering if people are trying to contact me, and it's saying that people are trying to contact me, but how do
they
see that?
I'm going to explain a couple things to you. Number one, on the client dashboard, that's also integrated with our Local Splash app. So sometimes when, you know, business owners say, oh, you know, what's the easiest way to access this data, I always recommend go to your iPhone store or your Android store and download the free Local Splash app. You would log in with your same credentials that you already have, and then you can reply to all of the activity in real time, okay? For the Google listing, it's a little bit too early to see results on that because first page placement takes 45 to 60 days, and your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark. I always tell people.
And it's fucking no, son of a bitch.
No, but
because I didn't pay.
Yes, but when an account goes into suspension, don't panic because it's not like someone over here hits a button and deletes everything, right? Everything stays active, but there's no active programming taking place, and that will affect your rankings because Google changes the algorithms daily, right?
Right.
So, you know, what I would recommend, obviously, the sooner the better, so it's really good that you're waiting to pick up a payment and you might be able to do it today because that will, you know, get you ahead of the curve. But also, what I can do is once it's paid is I'll push the next billing out 30 days for you so you won't have to worry about that February 28th payment, okay? Meaning you'll be paid in full till March 13th, okay? And because of the hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, backlinks, trusted citations, everything involved to get your phone ringing on the first page of Google, it absolutely will be the second month where this starts to pop and you will start getting client calls. So back to the original question, if you see on the dashboard, you know, for instance, 20 Google profile actions, what that means is that already in the short time that you've been with us, you've been found on the first page 34 times, and there's been 20 actions, including one click to your website and 19 clicks for driving directions. Now, most remodeling businesses are home-based, and they don't have their address published, so the driving directions wouldn't be applicable. Would you like us to hide your address? So that would be the same for you, where you would just get, you know, Google Actions for the calls and the website?
Okay. I would prefer it. Open up my warehouse and I have my staff, you know, and I'm able to do that type of thing and give them an actual address. Hey, you want to stop by, come see what's going on here, all of our equipment, all of our, you know, cabinetry, flooring, whatever it is that we end up having in the warehouse. I am just building my company. I really like working with you. I would appreciate it if you could be like my local slash, I'm almost admin, but to be able to, because I spoke with John. John set me up, great help. And there was another lady, I think her name is May.
Stephanie, maybe?
Stephanie's great too.
There's Mary that talked to you in the past too.
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you guys have all been great. Between you and John, you guys are amazing.
Yeah.
It's very easy to talk to you guys. I know John is more of a sales representative. He's in sales.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, but to be able to speak with somebody like this and just kind of be on the same page and keep me up to date and let me know what's going on with the suspensions and just, you know, keeping me informed, basically, and I really appreciate it. I would love to be able to get my assistant in contact with you, so that way it's a lot easier for her to just kind of walk through it and where she needs to go and kind of be directed. If you have, an extension or something that I could reach you at, that I could give her.
Of course. So I want to preface something and tell you that typically all I do is call out and collect failed payments. So I'm not a technician. I'm not an account manager. But you can absolutely use me as a point of contact. And the reason I say that is there might be something that you or your assistant calls me for that I typically can't help you with, but I absolutely could get you to the right person. So if you want to use me as a point of contact, absolutely. You know, my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777, and I will text that to you right now just so that you can forward it to her, okay?
Okay, perfect. You said Tina 777.
Yeah, it's Tina with a T.
Oh, with a T, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'll send that to you, and then that way you have a point of contact here. And then I'll circle back to the account since you're waiting. I'll try to process it one more time before I leave the office today. If for any reason I have trouble with it, then that's okay because the system will automatically process it once daily over the weekend. So if that check takes a, you know, a little bit of time to post, then, you know, you should be good. You know, we're closed on Monday for President's Day, but you should be good on Tuesday. But I'll circle back to the account on Tuesday anyway just to make sure that everything went through, okay?
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Tina, thank you so much. I appreciate you, though.
No problem. It was nice talking to you, Jaden. Have a nice
Absolutely.
Weekend, too.
You as well.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.